Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Best Agrolife Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Advait from Ernst & Young. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Seema, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to Best Agrolife Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call. Please note that a copy of our disclosure is available on the investor section of our website as well as on the stock exchange. Please do note that anything said on this call which reflects our outlook towards the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. This conference call is being recorded, and the transcript along with the audio of this meeting will be made available on the website of the company and exchange. Please also note that the audio of the conference call is the copyright material of Best Agrolife and cannot be copied, rebroadcast, or attributed in press or media without specific and written consent of the company. Today, from the management side, we have with us Mr. Vimal Kumar, Managing Director, Mr. Sanjeev Kharbanda, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. N. Surendra Sai, Head Strategy and Overseas Business. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Vimal Kumar for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening, and welcome everyone to our Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings call. I am pleased to share that Best Agrolife had yet another impressive quarter with revenue from operations rupees 811 crore. This represents a solid sequential growth of 32% and year-on-year increase of 16%. However, before we deep dive into the quarterly business performance, let us take a closer look at the broader industry landscape and how it has panned out for us. The global economy continued to remain uncertain, low consumer demand, high inflation, and geopolitical challenges. On the industry front, the global agrochemical industry is navigating through a rather challenging environment on the back of higher channel inventory, resulting in sustained pricing pressure. On the domestic front, the situation is slightly better, but challenges persist. The monsoon deficit has created its own challenges for the domestic industry. According to IMD, India witnessed its lowest rainfall since 2018 this year, with August being the driest month of the century. While excessive rainfall within a limited time frame led to flooding in specific regions of India, negatively impacting on the cultivation of certain crops. Conversely, a notable deficiency in rainfall in certain areas has had adverse effects on the sowing activities. This erratic distribution of rainfall impacted the demand for agrochemical products to a great extent in the domestic market. Moving on to business performance, I am delighted to share that Best Agrolife has performed well this quarter with 32% sequential and 16% year-on-year growth. The revenue from operations stood at rupees 811 crore. This growth was on the account of strong demand for different products such as Ronfen, Tricolor, Propiqu, Amito, among others. Our product basket gives us an edge in the Indian market, given our patented products along with other combination products have delivered better results to the farmer, resulting in stronger demand for each of them. Recently, Best Agrolife entered into agreement with Syngenta for making Pyroxasulfone 85% WG, a herbicide branded as Movento. This agreement will help improve the value of new herbicide that has a market of over 450 crore, while also achieving considerable revenue from this product solely. Please note that towards the end of quarter two, we already launched Grasim cell phone branded as Azaro in Best Agro and have received great traction for the market. We believe the product will help us deliver good growth and margin in H2 FY24. Last but not the least, we have also launched our patented product Tricolor in various regions in July 2023. This is the product Tricolor after Ronfen is our second patented molecule which we have launched. Till now, we have launched only Ronfen last year, and now we can say it is two products which is patented. We have launched total two products only. Tricolor is a unique combination for the crop disease such as powdery mildew, scab, and alternaria. The strategic combination of the three active ingredients in which triflozestrobin, which is a very unique product, and again difenoconazole and the sulfur, which sulfur is, you know, as a catalyst we use in this combination. This ensures, you know, the benefits crops like rice, tomatoes, grapes, chili, wheat, mango, and apple on the scab. We are hoping that this product will help another Ronfen for us in next two years. To summarize, we have launched a couple of major products this year with a pipeline of few more in H2 and FY25, which will add in driving the growth. This increases the overall revenue visibility for FY24 as well as FY25. Before I hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Sanjeev Kharbanda, who will provide you more updates on the business and financial for the quarter, I would like to highlight that even though the industry is expecting the pace headwinds in the coming quarter, I believe we will be protected to a great extent driven by our differentiated portfolio. This gives me a confidence of sticking to our guidance to close to 25%-30% growth with 20% EBITDA margin for FY24. With this, I would like to hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Sanjeev Kharbanda, to provide you with the business and financial updates. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Vimalji, and good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us here today. Before I take you to the financial numbers directly for the quarter and first half, let me take this opportunity to provide you with some important business updates which are more in strategic nature and which are going to help the organization maintaining this growth trajectory. I'm proud to share that we have achieved a groundbreaking innovation with our subsidiary, Pidilite India Limited, receiving a 20-year patent for revolutionary invention of a synergistic pesticidal composition. This includes two insecticides and a fungicide to address some of the most pressing challenges in rice cultivation. We have also secured a key 20-year patent for revolutionary herbicidal composition to boost rice crop yields. This is one-shot herbicide which we plan to launch in next kharif season under brand name Orisulam, which will further strengthen our herbicidal portfolio. So it is really critical, and it is pertinent to mention with this kind of innovative products, we are not only de-risking ourselves from, you know, only selective kharif season products. We are also coming up with more and more solutions and, you know, products which are used for the wider horizon of the crop, which will help organization taking this growth trajectory further and will also help the farmers for increasing their yields. Now, if you see, we have two very strong products for rice crop which will act as one-shot solution for most of the problems farmers cultivating rice as of date. Moving on, in our efforts to fortify our footprint in southern India, we have recently inaugurated our regional office in Hyderabad, which will help us as a strategic vital move to have our commanding presence in this region. With this development, now we proudly say, you know, we are by and large a pan-India organization. We have a presence pan-India with only fewer states which are left where we are still working to have our footprint, which is largely in east and northeast sector, northeast region. Further, to give you an update on another strategic move, recently we have acquired 99% stake in a partnership firm, Kashmir Chemicals. It's a partnership firm based out of Jammu, and this firm is engaged in manufacturing of formulation. This strategic move aimed at expanding its manufacturing capacity. It will help us expanding our manufacturing capacity in response to the growing market and demand for our branded agrochemical formulation products. So this will further help us to ensure that as our product acceptance has been really good, the market demands are increasing, so we have at the back end adequate production capacity to serve the market. Now I'll move to the key performance highlights of the financial numbers for the quarter 30th September and the first half ending 30th September 2023. Just to reiterate, as Vimalji has already mentioned, revenue from operations for the quarter 2 stood at 811 crore as compared to 612 crore in quarter 1 of FY24 and rupees 700 in quarter 2 of FY23 same period. So virtually we can say, you know, it's a quarter on quarter 32% growth with a 16% year on year growth. This, you know, the time when most of the companies in agrochemical sector are facing challenges, in that situation our company is able to maintain the growth trajectory in a consistent manner. So another quarter with a good growth number, we are happy to share with you. Even though we did not see much impact of pricing pressure on our product, but for sure you can understand there is a pricing pressure as well as there is a inventory challenges in the market. There is oversupply. So that is somewhere impacting the overall sector. EBITDA margin for the quarter came to be 144 crore as compared to 130 crore in quarter 1 and 183 crore in quarter 2 FY23. EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 18%. PAT for the quarter is 94.5 crore. In terms of percentage margin, it is 12% to the NSR. Coming to the first half results, YTD September, H1 top line stood at 1423 crore as compared to 1164 crore in H1 last year, which is a growth of 22%. With the kind of products we are coming up, the expansion we are doing in market and the numbers which substantiate what we say, we are quite confident we will be able to maintain our guidance, which we have said in a range of 25% to 30% growth over last year, we will be able to do that. EBITDA for H1 came rupees 274 crore as compared to 248 in H1 FY23. PAT for H1 stood at 185 crore, which is up by 9%. Of course, it is up in absolute terms also, and PAT margin for first half came at 13%. In terms of balance sheet, we do understand as an organization, since we are a growing organization, we realize, you know, there is also, you know, concerns of the market and investors that, you know, the pressure on working capital is increasing. But reality is when you expand multiple pools in multi direction, one is, you know, expanding with new products, then it's also expanding the footprint in the market. You can understand there is a need of having inventory at each channel level, at C&F and distributor level with all the SKUs required by the consumer and consumers. So therefore, this pressure which is right now is high. We assure that this is a temporary phase. In the growth phase, it happens. And the organization is quite focused on bringing down the overall cash conversion cycle by almost 20-25 days in next two quarters. The other thing, other strategic initiatives and updates organization has taken, it is important for us to keep you updated. Organization has taken a step towards migration to SAP HANA S4, which is the ERP across industry, rather I would say the, you know, across the world, 500 Fortune companies are using this ERP. So we are working to migrate ourselves on SAP HANA environment effective 1st April. And since the implementation phase is going on as we speak, by January, middle of January or early February, we are, you know, making ourselves ready for a soft launch so that we can have nearly 2.5 months parallel run. And by the time we enter into the new financial year, 1st April 2024, we would be 100% migrated on the SAP S/4HANA. And this is also a step, which is also linked to the business performance and the various, you know, performance parameters of the operation. This will also help us in optimization of the resources, be it inventory planning, sales planning, production planning. This will be a major step, you know, to drive the efficiency in the overall system. With that, now invite our Head International Business and Strategy, Mr. Surendra Pai, to give some update on international business, what steps company is taking. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Karpanda. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I'm pleased to share some insights into our international business expansion, our plans, and I'll do that just before we engage in the Q&A session. Right now at Best AgroLife, we are poised to broaden our horizon and venture into the international market. These are early days. But we are looking at the special focus of our portfolio of specialty products and patented products. These have been instrumental in our success, and we hope to replicate this success abroad. As the steps to be able to do that, we are in the process of finalizing and identifying the countries, regions where our products can be have a value and margin in these areas. Our initial priority is in Southeast Asia, that given its climatic conditions, crops and the pests, which closely mirror that those in India. We are actively exploring the opportunities in Thailand, Malaysia, Vietnam, Cambodia, Philippines, and Indonesia. In addition to our Southeast Asia expansion, we are looking also at South America, Africa, and the Middle East. These will happen in the subsequent phases of our international growth strategy. In each of these target geographies, we are working to initiate the project registration process. Simultaneously, we are also actively working on creating an international and overseas business model, which will involve setting up of different companies and holding companies and subsidiaries. And I'm pleased to report that our progress on this regard is on track. As far as our revenue vision from our exports over the coming years, obviously these are early times. The registration process normally takes 1 year to 2 years to 3 years. Some estimates. These are just forward-looking statements. In the initial phases, spanning over the next 1 to 3 years, we anticipate a lower revenue of approximately $1 million per year. But as we have our establishment set up, and we establish our presence and operation in these international markets, and they mature, we foresee a substantial growth trajectory in the subsequent 3 to 5 years. During this period, we project the revenue to be in the range of $10 to $30 million per year. These strategic moves into our international market underscores our commitment to driving substantial and continuing growth by leveraging our expertise in the agrochemical product. We are excited about the vast opportunities these markets offer, and we are confident in our ability to make a significant impact. With that, I would like to open the floor for questions and further discussion. Over to you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. We take the first question from the line of Giriraj Daga from Visaria Family Trust. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hello, Tim. First, just some data point first. We provide what are the product-wise revenue, like how much was Ronfen in quarter two, how much was Tricolor, how much was CTPR in quarter two revenue?
Yeah, in fact, segment-wise, we can tell you. Product-specific is a little difficult to tell here because you are asking just a specific product. But, of course, segment-wise, we can tell you, like Sanjay said, how much it is. And herbicide, how much it is, and insecticide, how much it is. So, which product you are asking? So, I can tell you the category wise. The Ronfen you are asking is insecticide. The total insecticide, we can say in this second quarter, out of 811 crore, it is approximate insecticide portfolio will be around 400 crore.
400 crore. Okay. But you, like last quarter, you used to give the product-wise number. We said last quarter, we did 70 crore in quarter one in Ronfen.
Yeah, of course. So, we don't have product-wise number in front of us. That we have to check.
Okay. Second, my question is on the working capital side. So, I understand that we are a growing company and we need working capital. But even look at our debtors, like we did a revenue of 811 crore and our receivable is like 1012 crore. So like the entire quarter is sales is on, is still on credit and like it's more than 3 months credit given to the dealer distributor.
That's not the case. The credit policy of Best Agro is also aligned with the other players in the market. If you look at UPL, which is almost like, you know, leader in this industry, even UPL DSO on 30th September is 135 days. So somehow, you know, due to the climatic condition and that weather has also impacted the secondary movement. So when secondary movement gets slow in the market, the end of the day, you know, the chain should get completed. Farmer should also pay to the retailer and retailer should pay to the distributor. So, of course, we are not trying to defend that, you know, the receivable is healthy. No, receivable, we are also concerned and we are chasing to reduce it. But at the same time, ground reality at the market is there is little slowness in the entire chain. Therefore, the receivable is slightly higher. But it will be well addressed very soon.
Okay. My next question is the margin. When I look at gross margin, like we have declined sharply. So we are in an environment where actually the raw material cost of prices has gone down. And while we are being branded player, so we were thinking that at least we'll have some pricing power there. But you are mentioning the pricing decline is severe and we have lost gross margin there.
See, little drop in the gross margin is also, you need to appreciate there is a product mix. It is not just the value. For example, some of the products, our volume delivery is higher than the overall sales growth we are talking about. So the product mix has actually made certain impact on, little bit drop on when we compare last year or when we compare, you know, quarter to quarter. But in overall range, the EBITDA margin is maintained at 18% for the quarter and 19% at YTD level. So we have always committed for a 20% range of EBITDA margin. Therefore, you know, we are quite on track. So the product mix makes little, you know, play on it.
Last thing from my side, CapEx, you mentioned 200 crore for the full year. So we did about 30 crore in the first half. Are you still on track for the 200 crore CapEx for the full year?
Yeah, CapEx, we were little slow on quarter one. And now the CapEx is on a, you know, on a higher speed side. In the next two quarters, we are very much aggressively driving our sovereign project, sovereign chemistry project and the other CapEx. So we have made an announcement of 200 crore CapEx, which is an approximate number. I think by end of the year, around 130 crore CapEx would have been spent.
Okay. Thank you for my side.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Sandeep Raj from Oculus Capital Growth Fund. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Hi, good evening. So my question is regarding our progress on NSE listing. Any update on that and any timeline that you can provide?
The NSE listing documentation part has already been completed by the company. So there were few, you know, back and forth queries as part of the due diligence which NSE does, which is normal for every client. So those back and forth queries have also been submitted and, you know, we are expecting, you know, another few weeks maybe, you know, there will be a response from the NSE.
Okay, understood. And regarding the CAPEX, the 200 crore CAPEX, if you can give us a breakdown, like how much will be for backward integration and how much will be for, you know, capacity expansion and in which segment the capacity is being added, insecticide, herbicide, or fungicide?
Mostly CAPEX, it will go mostly in the propylene project. And propylene project, all the backward integration. Right now also we are producing some of product of troglin, azoxystrobin, difloxystrobin, picoxystrobin and other products. But in the coming, you know, for this CAPEX, we will go backward integration. It will go like, you know, purely made in India, which no chemical will be imported in that particular segment. So in that way we are working for the CAPEX. So mostly you can say it will go in the CAPEX, in the backward integration.
Okay, mostly into backward integration. So like of 200 crore, how much could we say would go into backward? 150 crores?
Yeah, 150 crore you can say. It will go in the backward integration. Other will be like we have just take over one company that is formulation only, Kashmir Chemical.
Okay.
So other will be like this way, and some of this venture is the formulation and in the R&D.
Okay, okay. So capacity addition in formulation and 150 crores for backward integration. Okay, okay. Perfect. That's it from my side. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Darshit Shah from Nirvana Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So can you let me know how much sales we need for CTPR this quarter?
CTPR?
Yes.
I tell you, you know, because specific tell, you know, product to product, it is hard to know because we don't have data product to product right now. But segment wise, I tell you, CTPR also come under the insecticides only and the same Ronfen and the CTPR. Include all of that in quarter two, that is a 400 product number of the total insecticides.
Sure. And so any specific reason we stopped giving product wise details, and until last quarter we were giving, so... Your thoughts on that?
That is purely confidential, because product wise tell is not the right way to tell each product and each formulation which we are selling. It's a little bit confidential.
Sure. And finally, on the balance sheet side, so you know, later you have rightly explained. So the trade payables have also gone up far from around 300 crores to 890 crores. So can you explain that part, please?
You know that the first two quarters are the, you know, most important quarter in our industry. So we had very aggressive plans for driving the growth. Of course, we have delivered a consistent growth also, but slightly bigger. So we were spending our hand, and since we are every quarter we are introducing new products, so you can understand the requirement of channel inventory is important. Therefore, you know, these are interlinked. So when these kind of inventories require, your purchases also goes up, and as a result, trade payables are also higher. And then it is interconnected with the cycle of the cash. So we have, you know, this is very much within the terms we have agreed and negotiated with our suppliers. Since it is interconnected with the overall cash conversion cycle, when receivables are little slow, so the trade payables will also at the same time will be corresponding number, unless we, you know, pump in additional money and we settle it. So it's part of the overall working capital cycle only.
Sure. And sir, like earlier we were alluding to the fact that now we are working hard on cash flow management. In the end of FY24, you could see some sort of impact. So, given that we have this kind of measures, do you think that this collection would be normalized over next Q3 and Q4, and by the end of March, the balance sheet and cash flow will be better than what we have right now?
Yes, we are confident when we produce the balance sheet for the full year, these numbers will improvise a lot. So, as I said, we are targeting to reduce our overall cash conversion cycle by 20 days. So when I say reducing by 20 days, that's all the three sides. It will reduce the receivable, it will also reduce the inventory level. So therefore, when you have better cash flow, your payable side will also come down, will be able to cut down the payables. So another two quarters, we are hopeful, because steps are being taken in that direction.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, If you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Sagar Shah from Pepper Serica. Please go ahead, sir.
Sure. Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I wanted to ask...
Hello, Mr. Shah?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, sure. My first question, sir, was regarding to, I wanted to know what is our actually inventory strategy. How do you plan your inventory situation and in the company? Because in the last quarter, you had said that due to the new product introduction, you had ordered your raw material and your made all the products in bulk actually in anticipation of demand. So accordingly, what is the strategy right now? Because still your receivers days, your receivers are quite high as compared to the industry. Now, as you said that it will come down, we understand that. But we wanted to know what exactly is your strategy actually. Why are your receivers constantly going up? So as compared to even the industry, actually the industry also hasn't seen so much of hike in the receivable cycle. So what is your strategy exactly right now, and how do you say that it will, your inventory days will come down by 20-25 days? So what actually helps you to say that? What exactly are you doing to actually reduce your cycle? Because accordingly, your working capital situation will also become more favorable. So can you please elaborate on that first, please?
Yes, Mr. Shah. Thank you. Thank you for the question. Yeah, exactly the same question actually was earlier asked. But anyway, in my commentary also I said, you know, there are many challenges this year. I told you in the you know, whatever the, you know, geopolitical challenges, I told you high inflation, there are price drop. So you can see, you know, other companies result in the industry also. I would not say the name, but you can see all of the, you know, result is in front of you. If you see as all over, you know, we see, you know, we are in the better position for any of our industry colleagues. And our better position because of this only, because we have planned, of course, in a very high ambition, we have planned for the 30-40% of growth in spite of prices reducing, in spite of different challenges. Still, we are able to deliver this much of. And the delivery, only note, only we are aggressive. It is not meaning we have, you know, on the time delivery, on the time stocks, on the time, you know, our policies. All you put together, then only this growth is possible. Being a not very old company in agrochemical, still we are, you know, able to deliver these kind of numbers. And more, you know, you can see our patented molecule, whatever a patented molecule, of course we have to plan earlier, like 3-4 months, we have to keep the inventory, we have to plan all over the India, we have to distribute, we have to plan backward integration. So however we will go backward integration, because if you see, somebody has pointed out for the our growth margin also and our operating expenses also. If you see, our expenses are very high this year. It's mean, you know, we have spent for our, you know, upcoming product. Like if we are Orisulam, you know, Mr. Karbanda said, you know, we are Orisulam, we are launching next year. One product of Titan, which is a seed treatment molecule, that is again our patented molecule. To prepare vision of these products, of course, we are going for the sub-product of backward integration. We have to keep the stock because it's an initial product. Till now, we have only, you know, launched 2 products in 2 years, which is our patented molecule. We have in 5 times more than 26 products, and, you know, each year it is increasing. So 26 products, and once you come with any new product, you have to prepare a lot for that particular product. And, you know, if there is 3 products, so all the backward, you have to plan. All, you know, you have to spend a lot of money in the field. Either, you know, we have diamond, but we have to show to the farmer what really they are getting. We are not selling product, we are selling solution. So when you are selling any solution to the farmer, which is, you know, one short solution, we always say, for, you know, three crops there. They are, you know, directly going. So it is very, very beneficial to farmers. But definitely, right now, it is a little bit pain for us as a financial, because we are not in a, that, you know, cash flow is not improving. But I am sure in the you know, next third quarter and, you know, fourth quarter, year end, FY24, you will see very positive things. You will see very, you know, this will, I hope, you know, it will, the cash flow will improve a lot. And our mostly, because, you know, some of the product like tricolor, it is goes in the fourth quarter also. In third quarter also, sale is very good. If you compare to last year, third quarter and fourth quarter, this year will be, really will be better, which I can expect as of now. So there are many things which we can say. There is not only one way, one strategy or one planning which we are giving and doing. And this is not only that thing. There is a multi thing. So we can say, you know, this inventory is also high and you can say it is also high. But I am sure in next two quarter it will drastically, and in FY24 the year results, it will be really, really in a very good, I can say. Yeah.
Okay. That's great, sir, to hear that. Now my next question, sir, was regarding to your products actually. First of all, I wanted to understand in your entire product portfolio, what is the, if you can, if you have the answer to this, it's related, first of all, what is the top 10 products concentration out of your total turnover? And secondly, in the product wise, if you are expecting around 25 to 30% growth YOY actually, as compared to FY23 and the entire FY24, so we need to have a very strong H2 also as compared to the H1. So to support H2 growth, you just said that Tricolor will support, and along with Tricolor, can you state some products actually which can help you in the coming Rabi season, which can actually, which can help us generate revenue growth? That is my second question, sir, related to products.
Yeah, definitely. We have mentioned in our commentary the Proxus Confound, which is really very good product for the wheat. Weedicide, herbicide, which we have given to MNC companies like Syngenta, and also we are giving to some other companies also, and as well as we are bringing our own brand. And our brand is also getting strong. Our B2C is also getting very strong with these products, because these products is very, very, you know, different product. We are actually, you can say, really R&D based company. And if you talk about top 10 molecule, as of now, this year, top 10 molecule are different. Next, it will be a little bit different. Cannot change all the molecule, because our top molecule always will be our patented molecule. Either it will be exclusive molecule. Earlier, we were doing, you know, some of the generics. Slowly, slowly, year on year, we are, you know, leaving each of the generic products, and we are upcoming with a specialty molecule, either in the patented molecule. The patented molecule, this is second one. I again repeated, Triclor is second one. So next year, it will be number four. So, you know, Orisulam will be there, Titan will be there. So in last year it was one product, this year it was second product, next year it will be fourth product. And each product has its own potential. And we want to be in the top 10, which is your question. Top 10 will be our, all molecule will be our patented molecule, and each molecule has big potential. We are only launching patented, we have different patent also, we have more patented product also, but we are going only where the farmer is getting benefit. We are launching that product, we are promoting that patented molecule only, and where we are also getting, you know, good product, and where farmer is also getting, you know, good yield, or either maybe some of the benefit to the farmer, because solution we can sell, the pesticide is the same different thing, but always we are selling the solution to the farmer. So if you see that way, all the top 10 molecules will be our patented molecule in coming 3 years. That is our main idea. And slowly, slowly, we are inclined to the our patented molecule only.
Okay. Sure. So on this, on the margin front, actually, before my last question goes, that on the margin front, as compared to last year, the margins have dropped by almost 800 bits actually. So the primary reason is just the product mix, the falling margins, or is there something else, or is there some pressure in pricing, pressure in the market? Can you just something like quantify that, what exactly percentage is due to pricing and what exactly percentage is due to the product mix? Because last year also your product Ronfen actually had contributed to the large amount of sales. And this year, if I'm not wrong, Ronfen would have also contributed along with your other patented products actually. So even with a good product, even for better products, what exactly led to such a huge margin decline? I understand that you have a target of 20%. I completely understand. But this kind of volatility in margins, can you justify some reason actually?
No, no, we cannot say there is a big volatility because you see, you know, according to, because where our margins is very good in the patented molecule, the other side, if you see, there is not very good margin in the annual generic products. And this is our turnover of 811 crore. Of course, that is not all the patented molecule. If it is all patented, and our target in the coming year to ensure that, you know, our 60% or 70% sale will be all the patented molecule. But of course, it will take some time and it will come over the years. But, you know, if you see this year even, I again mentioned, you know, this our, you know, upcoming product, Orisulam and our seed treatment product, we are spending on the marketing. We are spending on their, you know, field trials. There are many, you know, field assistants and we have increased lot of, you know, people in the field level. And where if you see, our operating expenses are increased like anything. It was operating expenses in Q2 FY23, it was around 83. But now if you see, this is around 123 crore. So it means, you know, you can say 23, it is a 40 crore. One quarter, 40 crore, you know, our operating expenses are increased. This is including, you know, our R&D expenses, our, you know, field expenses, our upcoming product expenses. If you put, you know, this 40 crore we don't spend, how we will get the next year, you know, of the, our patented molecule, because we always prepare our all the molecules before 1 or 2 years, give them field demo to the farmers, and you know we test the product. We always, you know the farmer is asking like the, I know that, you know, people are asking, you should give, you know, this year this product only, that much of effectiveness of that product. So we have to prove them 1 year or 2 years before this product is very good, it is upcoming in coming years. So on that, you know, 40 crore we have spent. If you put, if we are not spending that 40 crore, of course it will come into the market. That will improve. Now if we are talking about 18% EBITDA, of course it will improve to maybe 22%. So now, of course, we are spending that way in an expense, 3 to 4% whatever the extra expense. It will give us very good leverage in upcoming, you know, year in, you can say, FY25, FY26. It will be very, very, you know, it's a base work which we are doing.
Okay, okay. Sure, sir. So basically, just last one from my side, that means to connect with the farmers, as you rightly said, you are actually solving the these products that you're launching. If we talk of Tricolor, the recent patented molecule that that you got for sulfobutyl pyroxysulfone. So basically, how exactly are you connecting with the farmers? Means, what exactly are you doing? Are you conducting some programs, some education programs for the farmers to at least educate them about your product? To actually something like, are you, how are you marketing your product in the market? Basically, that is the last one from me.
Thank you for the question. I appreciate the question. As you see in the Indian agrochemical industry, the dealers actually end up playing a major part, and there is a lot of sale which actually ends up, you know, getting going through the dealers and the distributors. But we do realize that, that it is the end customer or the farmer who needs to be aware of the benefits, as well as who needs to be aware of the advantages of using these patented products, which are safer, which have a higher efficacy. And at the end of the day, they provide a value to the farmer. Now, that's exactly what Mr. Vimalji was saying, that there is an investment which needs to be done to be able to reach to the grassroots level. And that is where we are investing significantly in the field assistants. And these field assistants are actually ground level force people. So we have currently approximately 1,000 plus of these field assistants. Many of them have been very recently employed. These are very trained and they have a very clear strategy of doing a farmer demo. They hold evening classes, they hold evening sessions, they hold night sessions, They hold meetings in the day. They take the farmers right to the field. They show them the effect of the demo applications. They sort of walk them through the sort of, I would say, the best and what can be done, what cannot be done. And they have various things. They have something called, you know, even they have teams which are something called as child researcher. So the point being that we are able to get these farmers to be onboarded. We are sort of educating them so that not just on our products, but to be educating them on the best practices in the field. When they sort of go to the dealer, they are able to ask for our product by name. And that is what is helping us drive the sales. That is what is helping us actually be able to drive a sale growth even in situations where, you know, the overall pesticide growth volumes are much lower. So product mix is definitely something, but the product mix and the patented molecule is a new product which is not on the tips or the tongue tips of the farmer. So we need to get them to be able to do that, and that's where the whole marketing team is doing. We are right now at a very grassroots level in terms of a digital marketing, in terms of being able to reach to the farmers on a technical and a technological level. We are working on those strategies. At this particular point of time, the strategy in this particular quarter and a half year has been more in terms of a field force and the marketing and the ground level work. But going over, we will be going to be reaching out to the farmers digitally and technically.
Okay. Sure.
And actually, I mentioned you 83 crore of that is half year, which was operating expense in a half year FY23, and 123 is a half year of this FY24. Because you are asking for the quarter, I mentioned quarter, but it is actually half year. So I'm correcting myself. 83 to 123 crore. It is a half year expense, which is 40 crore increase in this half year.
Okay, so that is why basically your OPEX is high, but still your gross margins, sir, actually have decreased. So that was my worry actually, that because in spite of such strong products in the market, what has actually led to decrease in the gross margins actually?
That gross margin because of two reasons. One major reason I told you, because of the prices have reduced a lot, and the global challenges for all the companies, even the MNCs company, the Indian companies, all are facing margin problem. And of course, the another thing, when the price has drastically down, so definitely the revenue will hit, our gross margin will hit. Because suppose last year our sales was 100 crore of one of the product, and this year the price of that product is 80 crore. So our 100 crore margin, 80 crore margin, of course, will be different. You know, at 100 crore, maybe 20% is 20. 80 crore will be 60. So of course, the gross margin also reduced because of that product. And another reason of
the other reason is the product mix also, because with the new trials and new products which are coming up, the price stability takes time market to market. So we have to play with the dealer distributor discounting strategy also for whenever we launch the new products. So the gross margin has due to factor of one is, as you mentioned, the pricing pressure. And pricing pressure has to be in the proximity of the market.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. All the best for the future.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Siddharth Gadekar from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. My first question is on the inventory losses. So what kind of inventory losses we had because of the high cost inventory that we were carrying?
So the inventory losses, we have not said that there is an inventory losses. Inventory, see, as per accounting standards, the NRV testing every quarter happens to follow the accounting guidelines. So net realizable value versus the cost of inventory. This pressure was there while signing the last year financial statement for every organization. So that was there with us also. However, as of now, there is no risk on the inventory.
Okay, so and are we carrying any high cost inventory on our books as of now, or everything has been written down to market value?
Definitely it is in the market value. And
yeah,
already the price has settled at the lower level. So all the prices is current market price. Okay.
Correct.
And what would be our volume growth this quarter? If you want to give a split between pricing and volume, what would be our volume growth this quarter on a YOY basis?
Actually, volume growth is more than 30% growth. If you talk about last year, which some new product we have known this year, that is separate. But if you talk about the last year product, most of the product is 30% as the volume growth.
Okay, so thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Shiva.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Kiriraj Daga from Isaria Family Trust. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. Yeah. My sir, it's a follow-up question there. You mentioned somewhere that the secondary offtake is still very slow, relatively slow, I'll say, not very slow. So let's say, like, by what time you'll be see that we'll have to buy or return those, basically it'll come to us. So, and we'll come to them quarter three or probably quarter four, if there is any returns.
Let me, you know, give more clarification on that. I think there is slight confusion. When I say secondary slowness and, you know, the cash, from cash conversion cycle point of view, slowness, because the climatic conditions are, you know, affecting it and the shortfall in rain also affecting it. However, your specific query on that, the stock return, please understand, every quarter, in fact, month on month when we prepare our financial statements, and more importantly, the every quarter when we prepare our financial statements, the necessary provisions based on the trend and based on the market insight reading, with the help of our field force, sales force, the provisioning is already done. The numbers which we have presented to you, these numbers already have been, you know, these numbers have accounted for that provision of the potential sales return. So there is no risk sitting on that account to the organization.
Okay. And if I just ask, like, what was the provision this quarter versus last quarter, let's say last quarter, second quarter, how much provision we did, and this quarter, how much provision we did?
How much provision you are talking about?
Increase in, so you said we are already providing, doing a provision for it, risk. So I just want to understand that year on year, has that number been some different there, or it's broadly similar with the sales trend?
No, it is not different, it is not increasing. However, accounting is always on a most, you know, one take a conservative step so that you don't get negative surprises at least, or, you know, per se don't get these surprises. So the provisioning is, when we do the provisioning, we, you know, take a review segment-wise, product-wise, and state-wise case number, where, you know, every product doesn't have the same trend of purchase stock return. So stock return happens in the industry, there is no doubt about it. For all the company, it happens. But the provisioning methodology is very detailed. So it is not that standard you take the total sales and X percentage you take a provision. So it is state-wise, product-wise provisioning which is being made to the satisfaction of the auditor by showing them the trend also.
Okay. Last thing on the export, you mentioned some number, like 1 million. Was it this 1 million in the 1 or 2 year and then $10 to $20 million in 5 years? That was the number you mentioned? Export capability?
Yes. So, So in the next couple of years, or at least around one, the next 3 years, we will be investing more in terms of getting registrations in different countries. And during these times, there will be smaller deals that we'll be making with dealers and distributors who will be, to whom we will do our product registration. And they are already a portfolio of registrations that we have. These registrations will yield a small revenue. Going forward and, you know, just calling it out in terms of that, you know, this is a sort of a small foreign exchange revenue that from an export business that we'll be getting for the next, you know, 1 to 3 years. Post that we expect to be able to start, you know, driving our export business.
That number was $10 to $20 million per year, right? If I heard the correct number.
Yes. Yeah, you are right. You are absolutely right.
Okay. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Rohit Nagaraj from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So just one question. During the second quarter and first half of this year, what would have been the contribution from newly launched products over the last 3 years?
Pardon? What is the question?
Yeah. So, what has been the contribution of products which have been launched in the last 3 years, the new products which have been launched during the second quarter and first half?
See, I would like to answer this in slightly different manner. We are keeping a track on formulation and technical, right? So all the new branded products fall in the category of formulation. So our formulation contribution, formulation segment contribution is increasing. It was a couple of years back, less than 50%, then we touched 55%-60%, and now it is more than 70% contribution by the branded products.
Right. So just probably as an industry practice, even our peers usually share the innovation turnover index, wherein they usually tell us what has been the contribution from the products which have been launched in the last 3 to 5 years. I think if we are able to share it probably from next time onwards, it would be a good practice to understand how things are moving from the new product launches perspective. Just a suggestion. Thank you so much, and best of luck, sir.
Fair point. We will definitely, provide that information way forward.
Thank you so much, sir, and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Raj from Oculus Capital Growth Fund. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the follow-up. So I wanted to ask how much EBITDA contribution can we expect from the CapEx that we are doing?
The CapEx actually is. Yeah, it will give revenue, and revenue will keep on helping us driving this range of 20% or 20% plus EBITDA. Moreover, the CapEx is done with a long-term perspective. The turnout of CapEx or the return on CapEx takes time. So what we can say is after doing the backward integration, once the backward integration gets stabilized, it will definitely help us improving EBITDA margin from there also.
Okay, any range that you can give? How much would it help us?
Definitely, definitely it will go higher than 3-5% more. Because it is one of the problem. Yes, yes.
3-5%. Okay, and sir, can you give me higher level breakup of inventories? Some numbers around any product specific or molecules?
Most of the inventory actually belongs to the intermediates and other raw materials which are procured and which are planned way procured for producing the branded products. So since we are growing in that segment, so inventory also belongs to that segment. Majority of inventory belongs to that segment only. These are technicals and these are intermediates for manufacturing those blended products and formulation products.
Okay, okay. Understood. And so if the new products, will be launched in the next year, then why are we keeping higher inventories right now when working capital is already stretched?
Sorry, say again?
The new product that will be launched next year, correct? If I'm not wrong. So
yeah.
Why are we keeping inventories for that? Do we have any inventories for that product as well right now?
See, not exactly for the products yet to come. It is not that directly connected to that inventory, but there are certain technicals and intermediates which are required for those, blending of those products as well. So it is not, the base product, as you have noticed, Mr. Vimal categorically mentioned that we believe in providing solution. So when we say we believe in providing solution, there are unique composition, there are three-way combination, two-way combination products which are coming. So some of the base product chemicals, some of the technicals and intermediates, any which way are required. So it is not directly proportionate to the new product launch plan. However, yes, some of the inventory is going to help us in launching the new product well in time. When you have got the product acceptance on the trial, so the planning starts from there itself. However, the product will hit the market maybe next quarter or two quarters from here. But your planning starts, therefore, we have that kind of inventory.
Okay, okay. Understood. And sir, just if you could, provide detailed explanation of your CapEx plan in your presentation, that will be really helpful.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. That's it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. We would like to extend our gratitude to everyone. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you very much for keep giving us the confidence for driving the business, driving the efficiency. And thank you very much for all your feedback, your input. This is going to help us. We take it in a very positive manner. It will really help us to drive more efficiency across the function and across the business operation.
Thanks to all.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. On behalf of Best AgroLife Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.
Thank you.